Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What do you want for Christmas? How about some Yule tunes? Hey there, peoples. This is your old friend, Old Jim. Patrick Foster is off today here on Rockin' the Suburbs, but I'm going to tell you today about an album that I really like. That's what it is. That's the show today. One album. And here's the deal. It is now December, and so you can officially start to listen to Christmas music now. That's my rule. December 1st on, Christmas music is in play. And my favorite Christmas album is one you probably have not heard of because it is pretty obscure. And I picked this up back in 1991 when it came out. It came out on a label called Black Vinyl Records, which is a label founded by the band Shoes out of Chicago. They had that song Too Late, which was a good song. Not a lot of people really know Shoes. Power pop band out of Chicago. They go way back and I think had some regional success, but not a whole lot of national success. But anyway, they put out a lot of records. They're a cool power pop, jangle pop kind of band. And because in 1991, I lived in Illinois, in Rockford, Illinois, not far from Chicago, I became aware of this album called Yule Tunes, which was, as I mentioned, put out on Shoes label. So presumably, I guess Shoes put this together. The guys in Shoes put this together. I'm not really sure how that all worked out, but it's called Yule Tunes, a collection of alternative pop Christmas songs. And right now, I'm just going to tell you why I like this record a lot, and we're going to hear some of the music together, all right? Now, first off, this album is not on the streamings, so you can't listen to it that way, but I discovered that you can find the songs, I think all of the songs or many of the songs on YouTube. So you can search for the various songs there, and people have posted those, so you can listen to them that way. You can also still buy this CD. Brand new copies of this CD are available on Amazon, I think around $18, but also you can get them at Shoes website, shoeswire.com, and I think they're about $14 there. Many of the bands on this album are pretty obscure, but you're going to hear a couple of names you know, and I think most of the bands, but not all, are from the Chicago area. There is lots of jangle in this record, which makes it perfect, I think, for the holiday season. Jingle jangle. There are 16 songs on this album, so let's start off with the leadoff track. This is a band called The Idea, and you're going to hear this jangly sound right now. The song is called It's About That Time.
Together.
All right, so there you go. That sort of sets off the tone for Yule Tunes, and that's what you're going to get in this record. As I mentioned, it's mostly power pop, but kind of mostly the sort of mid-tempo-ish kind of power pop, which really works nicely for this record because it's kind of overall different Christmas record that has a very sort of melancholy tone throughout. There is one rocker, we'll get to that toward the end, but a lot of it is this kind of plaintive, like I said, mid-tempo, contemplative kind of music, and it comes through in a lot of lyrics as well. Now, next up here, track two is a band you probably know, Material Issue. They were a big Chicago power pop band. This, I just think, is a tremendous rock song and really well-written and cool lyrics. And the song is called Merry Christmas Will Do.
Starry night, December time, I've got your present in my closet. Just a photograph of you and I, stuffed inside of the locket. Rainy days, they turn to snow, and then something turned to you. Mistletoe, you're not below, and Christmas carols too. You don't have to say. Christmas lights that shine so bright, but our fires burned away. I've called, yes I've called, but I always put down the phone. When I hear his voice, I got no choice but to spend Christmas time here alone.
There you go. You don't have to say you love me. I know that that's not true, but Merry Christmas will do. All right, track three is a guy named Leroy who has a song here called Santa Stole My Baby. And now this one gets a little more soulful than the others. Really like this one a lot. It's sort of the alternative to I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which of course, you know, why was Mommy kissing Santa Claus? Because it was really your dad. If spoiler, if you guys haven't figured that out. And this one, no. It's another guy.
Every Christmas, no Itachi. That's cause I'm a baby. She's never here. Those footsteps on the rooftop, baby, I should have known. Santa stole my baby under the mistletoe. She made some cookies. She calls them cribs.
All right, now let's move on to track four. Now we're going to hear Shoes. So if you're not familiar with Shoes, you can hear what this band is all about here. Really nice little pop song called This Christmas. And on to track five. This is a guy you know. I'm actually not going to play this one. You'll have to go out and find it for yourselves. This is Matthew Sweet. Yeah, Matthew Sweet. Talk about a guy who knows something about pop music. This song is called Baby Jesus, and it's really kind of different for him. It's very slow, but it does have some of that kind of pop psychedelia that you might be familiar with, very sort of guitar, heavy guitars, I guess I would say, but in a slow song. It's really interesting. So check that out. Go find Baby Jesus. Number six. Now, here's a band for you, Spooner. They were out of Madison, Wisconsin. They later became, or members of the band became a band called Firetown, which then later became Garbage. So there you go. Somebody famous plays drums in this band. His name is Butch Vig. Yeah. Guy from Garbage and also producer of many albums you probably love. This one, again, going with the melancholia. Hey, Shadow just walked in. Hey, Shadow. Going with the melancholia. I don't think you've ever quite heard a Christmas song like this. Or, you know, and there's maybe a couple out there, but I don't know. For most people, this wouldn't be their cup of tea, but here you go. It's called The Saddest Time of the Year. Getting on to more of Yule Tunes, tracks 7, 8, and 9 are, kind of weirder songs on the record. They are The Cave Dogs, Three Wise Men and a Baby, The Sponge Tones, Christmas Land, and 92 Degrees, A God of My Own. Go find those on your own. I want to stick with more like the pop music. This one here, track 10 by Marty Jones and Don Dixon. You probably heard of Don Dixon, another famous producer. I think he did some work with REM. This one is a cover song. I believe it's the only cover song on the album. It's a classic holiday soul song originally done by William Bell. And this is a really nice version here. Every day will be like a holiday.
Every day will be like a holiday. When my baby,
now I want to tell you here about track 11. This is a guy named Bill Lloyd, and it was through this album, Yule Tunes, that I became familiar with the work of Bill Lloyd, and I now have his compilation album, which is called A Selection of Power Pop, 1985 to 2020. Go find that if you can, or listen to any of Bill Lloyd's stuff. Interesting guy. He put out some power pop records, but he also has done country music and some country music songwriting, and I believe performing as well. I think he's pretty well known in Nashville circles. Anyway, you'll get the sense of what Bill Lloyd is all about and how it came to be that I had to search out more of his music because, man, this is just a great pop song. Underneath the Christmas Tree. To track 12 on Yule Tunes. This song is called It's Not Christmas. And hey, Shadow, I guess Shadow likes that song. And really, it's really just lovely. The singer's name is Kelly Ryan. And that's all I have to say about that one.
Somebody's birthday, yeah, yeah. It's a silent night.
13 is by a guy named Herb Eimerman, You Gave Me. And then track 14 is by a band called Big People. It's called Peace for Christmas. It's, again, one of the weirder kind of songs on the record. Go find that. But getting back to the pop music, here we go. Man, this is worth the price of admission right here. Band called The Critics. And this is just tremendous power pop and the rocker that I mentioned earlier. Song is called She Feels Like Christmas Day. And I could listen to this just on a loop. It is so good. I don't know much about the Critics. They're a band from suburban Chicago, is what I could find out. They released their debut album in 1995. As far as I could find out, I think they had two albums. But their debut came out in 95, and this album came out in 91. So somebody knew about the Critics. I guess the guy's in shoes. I also just learned that the Critics were the house band for Danny Bonaducci's talk show. Yes, Danny Bonaducci had a talk show, and this was the band there. So don't hold that against them. Man, just enjoy this a lot. She Feels Like Christmas Day. There you go. And now I'm going to close this thing out with the last song, the album closer on Yule Tunes, a collection of alternative pop Christmas songs. This one is definitely alternative. Again, it's kind of one of the weirder selections on the disc. It is by a band called The Puddles. The song is called The Christmas List. And the thing I like about this song is it mentions Venture and Zaire, which anyone in the Chicago area would know were discount department stores. I don't think either one is around anymore. I know Venture is not around anymore. I'm not sure about Zaire. All right. And there you have it, people's Yule Tunes. Go find that. Check that out. Find this music. It's really good. This is my favorite Christmas album. It's just brings me so much joy. I love the pop music, and I like some of the weirder stuff on it as well. And we're going to leave you here with that song, The Christmas List. Happy holidays to everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with something else good. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, who was a guest on this episode, thank you very much for listening. And it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and we will talk to you later.
When Christmas comes, it's time to find a gift to give to you. So I went out to all the stores, and nothing there would do.
I went to Venture and to Zaire, I went to Kmart too.
But nothing that I found in stores was good enough for you.
An airplane, a dollhouse.
some sticky yellow glue. But nothing that I found in stores was good enough for you. So I went home to think about what gift you'd like to see. But nothing in the catalog seemed good enough to me.
I went to Target and she says, I went to Kmart too. But nothing that I found in stores was good enough for you.
A GoBot, a Nerf ball, that sticky yellow goo. But nothing that I found in stores was good enough for you.
Jingle Jangle.